Iraq was a true disaster, and Trump was the first big political candidate to say that out loud. He knows this. He always has. So why would he even be considering a war with Iran? Well, one way to think about it is the United States may not have a choice about whether or not this war starts, because, of course, the government of Benjamin Netanyahu could always act unilaterally, preemptively against Iran and just do it, just strike Iran. What would happen then? Well, most likely the Iranians would strike Israel and then potentially strike American assets in the Gulf and then potentially strike energy facilities in the Gulf. And the United States would be, by definition, drawn in. So it's possible that the U.S. government, while not anxious to go to war with Iran, is trying to find a way to contain the behavior of its closest ally, Israel. Rather than sit back and wait for Bibi to do something that we have to clean up, that we're implicated in and then sucked into, it's possible that the U.S. government is attempting to steer this in a less destructive direction. It's possible. None of this, of course, is filtered down to people paying attention, because the few who are paying attention to this, because all the noise has been about Iran's nuclear weapons. They're on the verge of building a nuclear weapon any day now.